Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, Blue Angels Weekend Thursday. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us now. Lisa, it's going to be a fun weekend, right?
Wow. Let me tell you, my company is in town. We are all ready to go. We can't wait to get out there. Today, I'm going to go to the beach and watch them at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
From the crabs, on the crabs, we got them. Can't wait for that. Thursday, today's Thursday. By the way, I almost forgot today was Thursday. Having that holiday on Tuesday.
I know. It's so weird. My whole week is wrong. Yeah, I know.
And then, of course, tomorrow and Saturday. So we are all looking forward to it. I was just watching the weather, and I think that we may be dodging some storms. So I guess everyone needs to be careful to watch for lightning and things like that, but of course still go to the show for sure, but also be careful with that heat because it is very hot and humid, and so you know, we might have to make some concessions, you know, bring some water, have a place to go just in case of the rain. But yeah, we're looking forward to a great show. I've been hearing them over my home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Love to hear that roar of those engines.
Absolutely. No, it's a great note about the somebody, you know, about the heat and the sun. And he had earlier somebody had mentioned to us that we ought to use, you know, bring your Gatorade, you know, and somebody said for kids, the Pedialyte, you know, make sure that they don't just stay hydrated with water, but get the electrolyte replacement in there, especially if you're going to, if you're going to be out, and it's a long day, right? You go to get into the beach at like 7 a.m. and you're there until 4 or 5. I mean, that is a long dang day. And so make sure that you prepare properly for it.
You can buy those little Pedialyte, but little electrolyte packages.
Mm.
They can go into your water bottle or into
the little mix-ins.
Bring a jug of water. Yeah, those mix-ins are delicious, and they actually keep you more hydrated, and they're very easy to have, like, in your pocket or purse, and then you can just add them in, and they're great. They're it's like a flavored, you know, drink, so it's sort of like a replacement of a Coke or something like that might dry you out. So it's real nice to have that.
No, that's a great suggestion. The Santa Rosa County is going to have the Land Development Code meeting coming up on, Monday is the first part, and then is that right, Land Development Code on Monday?
The 10th, yes. And we have a nice article in there about some of the things that some of the people are pushing for. They really feel that, you know, the county has ignored a lot of their requests, and even some of the concessions that were made last time are not really being enforced. And so, you know, we're the 8th fastest growing county in the state. And we've got so many, you know, just so much land, especially here in the South End. And so we really need to protect the environment because we're surrounded by water. You know, we have to make sure we protect our water, drinking water, our recreational water. We want to make sure we don't have any, you know, our beaches. There's so many things we need to protect.
Right.
So if you are interested in any of that, I urge you to read this issue of the paper, get involved, go be present, let people know what you're thinking, because we only have one shot at this.
Yeah. And, I mean,
we only get one or...
At least the one nice thing about this time around is that when they did the LDC the last time, it was a total revamp where there was not even a clear way to tell this part goes into that part because they were changing all of the organizational structure of it. At least that's not happening this time. So at least it's more of a you're interested in this part and you can follow through the changes for that part. At least that's my understanding. So that's good. But no, that's great to give people an overview of what the changes are. It's such a hard thing to digest. You also have septic to sewer that's going out to bid for the city.
Yeah, this is something that has been going on for literally years. And yeah, the wheels just take so long to turn. But it is a great thing to do. This is another environmental protection effort to kind of get those people who are down in the Soundside area, down in the middle of the county, the South End, to replace their septic systems with sewer and hopefully protect our waterways in the Sound. So that's going out. We also have a story about the city, Samantha Abel, the city manager, going to talk to the Restore Council about some of the projects. And, of course, they've got so many things going on with the wastewater treatment facility, the Eufaula outfall, so many projects, I can't even think of them all, that they are just kind of basically giving an update on what their money is used for and how they bid some things out, and things came back too expensive. They weren't budgeted for the prices that they got. So they're going to try to rebid, hopefully, you know, with the supply chain easing up, hopefully things will, you know, the prices will ease up and they'll be able to get some of these projects moving again. So we have a story about that as well.
You got a good story about the real estate market that's strong. Red snapper is available now because, of course, it's in season. The wahoos, you know, snapper on the plate, wahoos at the plate. See, sorry, I couldn't resist. and this one catches me by surprise every year. School starts in a month. What? Stop it.
School starts August the 10th. Mm-hmm. I know after the 4th of July and the Blue Angels, it's really just on the downhill slide. You know, it's in the summer clearance. It's back to school. It's the beginning of football season. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you think, oh, no, you know, summer is almost over. However, it's time to get moving, get the rest of those your to-do list done for summer.
Right.
Because you want to make sure you take that trip, that you go on that tubing trip, that you get as much out of summer that you can before school starts. And, of course, you know, buy those things that you're going to need for back to school or that you want to invest in for the rest of the year or maybe next summer if you're going to buy a big, you know, big grill or something that you're going to use. Now is the time to do it because of sales.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Splash Magazine in this issue, too, which tells you what to do in July.
Nice.
And there's a lot of entertainment and, oh, my gosh, so much going on.
Well, that's always good. The paper is chock full, genuinely chock full of great information. Every single week, the Gulf Breeze News comes out on Thursday. Lisa gives us a preview every Thursday morning. Lisa, thanks for what you do to serve and inform the community, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Blues.
Hey, you have a great week next week, and I hope I see you in the Breeze this week.
All right. 817. 817-